The next Secretary of State is also going to have to focus on the world's refugee crisis. Hundreds of thousands of migrants and refugees have made their way to Germany alone in recent years. They've come from Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, and elsewhere. And they've been welcomed in many German towns and cities. But in the former East Germany, where the economy has struggled, that welcome has been less than enthusiastic. One exception is a tiny village near the border with Poland. It's called Gosow, and the world's Matthew Bell paid a visit there just before Christmas.
Tonight, every seat is filled in the little Lutheran church in the center of town. The Christmas concert happens every year, but for two members of the audience, this is something very new. Ahmed and Rasha Haimoud are a married couple, originally from northwestern Syria. They moved to Gosow back in February with their four children. This is their first Christmas in their new hometown. And, unsurprisingly, because they're Muslims, the Haimouds have never spent much time inside a church before. After the performance, Ahmed and Rasha mingle with some of their neighbors. There's an awkward moment when Rasha realizes most of the snacks include pork. They tell me they drive all the way to Berlin twice a week to get halal meat. But they're settling in here. They're both taking German language classes. Rasha hopes to go back to university. Ahmed plans to get work laying tile. They tell me they feel lucky. We are very thankful to Germany, Ahmed tells me, as Rasha translates into German. We came here for the future of our kids, they say. It turns out Gosow is thankful they're here too. The Haimouds are one of three Syrian families who relocated here in the last year. They all have lots of kids, and together they are helping to save the one place that makes this small village, population 800, kind of famous here. If you mention Gosow, people all over Germany will know about the elementary school here. That's because in 1961, an East German film crew started following a class of first graders. The documentary film project aired on German TV for decades, right up until 2007. It followed the same group of kids into adulthood, starting at Gosow Elementary. But all that notoriety could not save the school from a harsh reality. The former East Germany has been in economic decline. And the population of Gosow had dwindled to the point where it looked like it wouldn't be able to sustain its only elementary school. This is Gabby Thomas, the director of the elementary school. She tells me the problem goes back to the early days after the wall came down. The big agricultural commune here closed. People lost their jobs. Younger folks started moving to the cities, and suddenly there were empty houses all over the village. Last year, there were barely enough kids for a full first-grade class. Thomas says she and the town mayor decided it was clear what they needed to do. Go find some refugee families with school-aged kids to move to Gosow.
So, first you say goodbye, everybody.
Good morning, Mrs.
Just ahead of the holiday break, I visit Gabby Thomas's fourth grade English class. It's full, and that's thanks in part to two girls from Syria. What's your name?
My name is Kamala.
Kamala, nice to meet you. Do you think English is difficult?
Is English schwer für dich, Kamala?
Little.
But Thomas tells me the Syrian students are doing very well in school. They've been here less than a year, and they're speaking German with ease. She says a total of 8 Syrian kids helped fill enough seats to keep up enrollment and maintain class sizes. Housing is free for the Syrian families for now. Gosow Mayor Frank Schutz says at first, some locals were against the idea of letting Muslim refugees move in, but they've come around.
Wir haben etwas Besonderes in Gosow. Das ist vielleicht auch was Besonderes. Wir haben
Schutz says, we have given these refugees a new home, but they saved our school, and they brought the laughter of children to our village. So really, he says, they have given us more than we have given them. For the World, Matthew Bell, Gosow, Germany.